Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are talking about the good life. And we're going through the book of Titus, and in a few moments, I'm going to read a few verses out of Titus chapter 2, and we're going to launch into a dialogue and then a conversation with Jesus and then enjoy Him throughout the day. You can probably hear the wind outside because it is incredibly windy today. It's crazy how it's gone from hot to cold so quickly. But the title of the podcast this morning is attractive, or another definition for that word would be beautiful. And so let's start here. We like attractive things, and there's nothing wrong with that. God is beauty, and God creates beauty, and He creates attractive things. And just because beauty has been grossly abused and idolized in our culture and in our families, we can't swing the pendulum too far and call beauty bad. Attractive beauty. God is that. He creates that. We're attracted to that. It may be a person. It might be a garden or some scenery. It could even be at a nice restaurant. The presentation, the beautiful or attractive presentation of a meal, it draws us and it actually adds to the flavor of the food because beauty attracts. It could be the way somebody handles a situation, an attractive way to handle a difficult situation. I think of the way Socrates died, or if you will, the way Jesus died. The Roman soldiers looked on and said, wow, that must be the Son of God. We've never seen somebody die that way with such honor and such grace and such humility, forgiving their accusers. That's attractive, and we're drawn to it. We like attractive. Now, here's the thing. We don't often think about the Christian life as being beautiful or attractive, but the early church would have disagreed with us because beauty, as we're going to see in a minute, attractive was one of the words used to describe the Christian life. Also, according to the first century church, there was this vision or expectation that the good life, the Christian life, the life of the kingdom would be attractive, would be beautiful to the world looking in, where they would be able to say, wow, we've never seen life live that way. And they would see the beauty and the attractiveness and be drawn in to the life that was like Jesus. Now, let's look at just a couple of verses in Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 4. Paul says to Titus, then you can urge the younger women to love their husbands and their children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Paul is describing the Christian life for a young married woman to love, to be kind, to submit, to honor, to respect husbands. Now, we may pause at that verse because it seems a little patriarchal, and there's no question that the first century world, certainly, and even to some degree the church, was more patriarchal because the church is always to a degree a product of its culture. The first century culture was certainly chauvinistic and misogynistic, and the reality is, although this is another podcast and I can't get into this, the New Testament covers more ground in the affirmation and the rights and the dignity of women and children than any other document in the ancient world. Again, that is another podcast. But Paul is saying the life that these young wives and mothers are to live is a life of love and kindness and respect to their husband. And then notice Paul says, so that they won't malign the message of the gospel. Because think about it this way. First century women were obedient tacitly, right, in public, only to keep up appearances. But then behind the scenes, they would hate or slam or give dirty looks or sigh or disrespect. And Paul says, okay, let's talk about a beautiful way to do marriage. Let's talk about an attractive way to do marriage. And the New Testament gives us that vision of mutual submission and love and respect, so the world can look in, other married couples in secular culture can look in and say, wow, Look at the way they love and they respect each other. That's beautiful. That's attractive. I want some of that. I want to look more into that because I would like to have that kind of marriage as well. Then we go on to verse 8, and Paul says, be sound in your speech so that you can't be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about you. Soundness of speech. In other words, slandering no one, right? Using kind words, encouraging, you know, one another. Paul's talking about the way that Christians talk to each other and the way that Christians talk to those in the marketplace. And notice he says that if you use this soundness of speech, those that oppose you will have nothing bad to say about you because the way you talk, the way you use your mouth will be attractive. It will be beautiful. It will be something that stands out. Those that look in will say, wow, those Christ followers, look at the way they talk to their friends and their spouses, and look at the way they talk about the government. Look at the way they talk about those that seem to be their enemies. Look at the way they don't have rage or an axe to grind. There's no bitterness. Wow, look at the way they talk. It's so attractive. And they'll have nothing bad to say because Paul's saying the way we use our mouths in Christ can be attractive. It can be beautiful. And that's how the first century described the Christian life. I probably don't have time to do one more, but I'm going to do it anyway and try to do it quickly. But in verse 9, Paul says, teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk bad about them, not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted so that in every way they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive. There it is, attractive and beautiful. Now, slavery in the first century world is a whole other podcast. Slavery in the first century was not racially motivated. It was much more of like an extremely feudal, you know, economic, first century kind of way of doing business. It's just the way that the world worked. And what Paul is saying is if you are a slave in a household and you're a Christ follower, live this different, attractive, beautiful life. Don't talk bad about your master. Don't steal from your master. Let everybody know that you can be fully trusted, and here it is, so that the teaching about God our Savior will be attractive, will be beautiful, so that those that would look into the church would say something like, well, gosh, I want to live like that. I want to hire one of those Christians because look at how they respond to their masters. I want my daughter to marry one of those Christians because look at how loving and honorable and truthful and how good they are. I want that kind of life. And the reality is, and I got to land this plane, Jesus is attractive. His life is attractive. It's beautiful. And this morning, I want to meditate on that. I want to meditate on how beautiful and how attractive his life is and the fact that he is sharing his life with us and inviting us into that beautiful and attractive life. So let's meditate on that. Let's observe the life that Jesus is inviting us into so that we can live by the power of the Spirit, these beautiful, attractive lives where the world looks in and says, wow, I want to hear a little bit more about that. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you were blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.